He was rushing home. He couldn't put his finger on the urgency today. He couldn't name the reason he needed so badly, but he did. He tapped his fingers on the wheel, blue eyes scanning the street as he drove, music washing over him, but not distracting enough. Glancing at the clock, he realized she might not be home. He pushed the thought out immediately because it just wasn't one he wanted to accept. She was there, and she knew. Somehow, she had to know he needed her. She was in the garage, music pumping as she worked on her lifts. She was squatting her reps, the load on her shoulders decently heavy for her, but not overwhelming. She stood as she hit her 5 count and racked the bar. Something drove her to check her phone. Her long, dark hair pushed in a messy bun, spilling out as she worked. Her dark eyes roving her phone as this knot began to build in the pit of her stomach. There was no message, and she didn't want to bother him. She tugged her shirt off and decided to work the rest out in her sports bra and yoga shorts. He spun the corner faster than he intended, and his heart was practically in his throat. He was only minutes away. She was sweating and working hard. She moved from squats to rows. Adjusting the weight and starting, she couldn't shake the feeling deep inside of her. That's when the garage door opened. She turned and looked up as the light spilled in and he came out of his car. His need slammed into her. She could see it on his face, noted in how he carried himself. Danny? What are you... Are you okay? It was too early for him to be home. She stepped towards him and bit her lip worriedly. Oh, baby girl, I'm fine. Close the garage door now. He was undoing his tie as he walked, and she didn't hesitate. Her round, firm ass bounced as she obeyed him, and he knew they wouldn't make it out of the garage. He pointed to the workbench and opened his belt. He bent her quickly over it, and his brain all but shut off. He needed her. She shifted her weight, causing her ass to wiggle just inches away from his thick cock. Her yoga shorts barely made it past her thighs before he shoved her face hard into the table. He shoved himself deep inside of her and bent over her, growling into her ear. You drove me wild, teasing me while I was in my meeting this morning, little girl. I couldn't concentrate the rest of my day, and now you're going to understand what it means to pay for your actions. His cock drove in harder and faster. Her breath came out in quick gasps. She couldn't even form words, and just as she whimpered out the softest, Daddy, she felt the crack of his belt on her ass. The workbench was slamming into her hips, and she knew there would be marks, but the pain couldn't touch how high she was flying. Are you my dirty little slut? His words washed over her. With every thrust, every movement he owned, he marked her over and over, and he knew she loved it. Not because of the moans that were actual words unable to be formed, but because of the way her pussy gushed all over his thick cock. Daddy, I can't. Her legs shook and she whimpered as she fought to hold back until Daddy gave her permission. His blue eyes roved her round ass and delighted in the marks on her skin, and he felt his own orgasm rising. Come for Daddy. Show me whose slut you are. Are you mine? Prove it. Come. Her screams were heard down the street, so animalistic no one thought twice. She released and poured herself into it, her body shaking and her knees going weak. She was his. Always. His own orgasm washed over him seconds later as his hand wrapped around her throat. He simply growled, "Mine."